This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Moonshine has been making its way back into the market, thanks in no small part to the Discovery Channel's popular reality show, Moonshiners.
Yeah, I've made all kinds of liquor in my time. I've made the fighting kind, the loving kind, the crying kind. I even made some one time and sold it to this couple. They were happily married. The next damn week, they were divorced.
While the roots of White Lightning may be in southern Appalachia, there's at least one illegal operation brewing in the deep shade of the New Hampshire forest. That's what NHPR's Todd Bookman found. He brings us this report for Foodstuffs, NHPR's series on local foods.
These woods are better known for running sap than a still, but in an unnamed forest, $200 worth of copper, shaped and soldered, is quietly being assembled.
Filling this up, and we'll get the heat on and start going. Take a little while to warm up. You want to do it slow so you don't burn it.
This is, of course, illegal in New Hampshire, 49 other states too, so anonymity is required.
You call me Hoss. Hoss works.
Dressed in the official outfit of overalls minus an undershirt, Haas and some friends look the part of accomplished amateurs. For them, this is more pastime than business.
I like just like hanging out. It's something we all have in common that we can just do and hang out, especially when it's nice out like this. Hang out down in the woods, make a fire, drink some beers, you know. It's fun. Make a little money, you know. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Along with the modest income, passion for moonshining fills a small gap in Haas's life.
Yeah, you know. You know, here and there, you know, it is what it is, you know. I like the ladies, you know. Don't have a particular girlfriend right now, but.
Haas is a bit of a hardened character, with both a lip full of tobacco and a lit cigarette dangling from his mouth. He does have his recipe down, though. The mash, the raw ingredient of moonshine, has been fermenting for about 2 weeks. It's amber, with diced apples and pears added for flavor. Haas pours it into the 60-gallon still, a roaring flame going underneath the copper.
And that's heating that up inside of the tank and filling up this cap with the vapors.
Once it reaches 170 degrees, the vapors will push through a pipe into the thumper, a small container that filters and purifies and thumps. The steam next travels down a coiled length of copper known as the worm.
The worm is filled with cold water, and once those vapors travel through that worm, through the cold water, they come out this as moonshine. And that's pretty much it.
This whole process, the heating, thumping, condensing, takes an afternoon, during which burgers get cooked, beers drunk. There's no sense of urgency or heightened secrecy to the affair.
It's low-key up here. I don't think anybody really knows what's going on with it, how to look for it, what to even look for. I mean, I wouldn't even know before, you know? So I don't know. Just got to worry about nosy people, I guess. That's about it.
I can tell you that we do not patrol the forest.
Scott Dunn with the New Hampshire Liquor Commission says there are no current investigations into moonshining in the state, and none in recent memory.
I would say that any case of moonshining, could be a potential health hazard and therefore does become an issue.
Health hazards from its high alcohol content. Haas also recognizes the moral hazards of consumption.
No, I don't support people drinking and driving. I don't support people, you know, getting trashed and doing stupid things that hurt other people or anything like that. You know, I want people to enjoy it, I want people to respect it, and I want people to be responsible, for sure.
An unlabeled jar slowly fills with 150-proof clear liquid. Small sips are advised.
Ooh. 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 Rugged.
If these tasting notes don't turn you off, Haas and his friends may be willing to sell you a jug, but that's only if you can find them. They're not planning any marketing campaigns.
I don't want to be necessarily known for moonshine. I just want people to like it. Like, I've heard a couple stories like, oh, man, we got some moonshine, blah, blah. It was so good. And they had no idea that they were talking to the person that made it. And it made me feel good. You know what I mean? Like, it felt good. Because I know where they got it, you know?
Way up on Clinch Mountain, I wander alone. I'm drunk as the devil, just leave me alone. Rye, whiskey, it's whiskey, I cry. If you don't give me rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Thanks to Todd Bookman for that. And you can find more on NHPR's local food series, Foodstuffs, at nhpr.org. Coming up, the ever-evolving nature of American slang. An etymologist brings us through the origins and corruptions of words like hot dog and brainstorm. When Word of Mouth continues.
I surely will die.